This is Monk Sylvia from the Absolute Monastery. The big word, chance. It's just happened by chance that I met my friend, my girlfriend in town. It just happened by chance. It's a word that I used a lot. Chance?
I thought it was chanting.
Oh, I see. Okay, there was just a misunderstanding with my title. Well, anyhow, chance, that's a word that I have used a lot in my life, and people generally use a lot. When something unexpected happens, and we say it happened by chance. Actually, I was reminded, say it again.
Chance.
Okay, chance.
Revenge.
Yeah, our Swiss pronunciation, chance. I was reminded of this thought this morning when we read a letter by a man or a lady, wasn't very clear from the name, who wrote us that she found or somebody had put a chist on her bag while she was in church, or in on his bag, whoever they were.
You said he.
I said he. Yeah, my first thought was that it was a man. So let's believe that it is. First thought is right. He. And so he looked into it and he said he just loves our philosophy and he would like to be a minister and a practitioner of our church and he would like to be a doctor of metaphysics, etc., etc. And then he went on to say that he found the gist after he had been denied to be a practitioner or minister at a certain group that he wanted to participate. He was denied to pursue a career with this group. And it was a big disappointment for him because he had prepared himself well. And then he found the gist. And now suddenly he says, nothing, really nothing happens by chance, because that he found that gist that was a thread laid out by the divine in him that led him exactly to the right place, to the right people, to the right philosopher in the right moment. And we all have stories like that. I mean, if I remember listening to all of you here, you all came up with stories like that, which were a chance, talking to somebody about something led to a different stage in life. And so it was with me too, when I wanted to change my life, when I was 40 years old, and I really wanted to do something with my life, and a girlfriend whom I knew when I was a very young girl came into my life again by chance, just in that time. And we talked about how we could get a hold of our lives, and she told me that it is not new for her. She was struggling too, and that she went to self-improvement seminars, and that maybe that would be something for me too. And at that moment, I wasn't even able to travel, and that seemed so far away. But in me, there was an urge to go that was almost unknown and strange to me. I just had to go, and I made it possible. And that's how I came to a seminar of Herb's sponsor in Switzerland, Felix Eschbacher. And the weekend seminar was all right. It wasn't illuminating and world-changing like I had maybe expected it to be. But the second evening while we were walking out there, the whole group together, Felix said to me, in 2 weeks comes a philosopher from America, and I just know that's the philosophy and that's the man that is right for you. And he said, and tomorrow, he said, I'll give you a prospectus so you can look what kind of a seminar that is. And that night, I had a dream that I met my teacher, and my teacher said to me, finally you have come. And then he left again, and I was alone, and I was facing a woman with some misbuildings on her throat and her body, and I just wanted to look away, and then I felt, no, I don't. And I just looked straight at that woman, and suddenly all the misbuildings were gone. And then my teacher appeared again and said, I knew you would do it. And then the next morning, Felix brought me the brochure from the seminar, and I opened it, and there was a picture from Herb, and I said, oh, that's the man from my dream last night. And that's how I came to this philosophy. And truly, nothing ever happens by chance. I mean, there are these ramifications in my life that I can now see that there was a greater intelligence at work than I could ever imagine with my human mind. And that's why I understand so clearly and fully how important it is to listen to my first thought, because my first thought is that divine push, that divine urge, that divine inspiration that tells me exactly where I want to be at this moment or what I want to do at this moment. And the secret is to listen. Well, I've listened, I'm here, but I still am still training, and but it's fun. It's fun to see when it works and how it can work and what miracles can happen when I listen. Okay, I have fun listening, and so have all in my world, and so it is.